Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Let me review with you a success story that's been a major plus for the United States, and especially our ag industry. I'm talking about the North American Free Trade Agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. This all began back in 1989 with the signing of the Canada-U.S. Free Trade Agreement. And then in 93, 4 years later, almost 20 years ago, Mexico was brought into the fold with Canada and the United States to create the North American Free Trade Agreement. NAFTA has succeeded beyond imagination. Over that time, total U.S. and Mexican trade has exploded by more than five times to $460 billion in 2011. Ag exports to Canada have tripled, and our ag exports to Mexico are up four times. This year, our ag exports to Canada will reach $20 billion, Mexico $17 billion. Mexico is our second largest export market. NAFTA's success has been contagious. Countries all over the world are cutting tariffs and writing trade agreements. There's no question but countries that have serious trade relations are less likely to start a war. And now back to NAFTA. Perhaps one of the more important side effects of the agreement is beginning to bear fruit. In 1993, President Clinton, in support of bringing Mexico into NAFTA, had this to say: slashing tariffs will create jobs and increase income in Mexico, resulting in much less pressure on them to come to the United States in the form of illegal immigration. Well, that didn't happen right away. In fact, at first, illegal immigration increased. But not today. The number of illegals in the United States has stabilized. As many are leaving as are coming in. Mexico has a dynamic job-creating economy with a growth rate more than 5%. We know that NAFTA is not the only reason Mexico is moving up the ladder to become a middle-class democracy, but trade is a big help. Our ag industry exports nearly 30% of what we produce. It's obvious how important trade is to the American farmer. But don't forget all of the other side benefits. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
As we kiss goodbye.